Masechet Zevachim Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. The beginning of last Perek mentioned that there are certain people who are disqualified from doing the Avodah of the Korban. But when we were saying that those people were disqualified from doing the Avodah, it was only talking about all the parts of the service following the slaughter, following the Shechita, beginning with the Kabbalat Adam, and then the Holacha, and then the Zrika. But when it comes to slaughtering the korban, the halacha is different. Mishnah says, "Kol ha-pisulin she-shahatu she-hitatan ke-sherav." Any of the disqualified people mentioned in Mishnah Aleph in last Perek, if they slaughter the korban, the slaughter of the korban is valid, and you could continue on with the rest of the avodah. She-ha-shehita ke-shera be-zarim, be-nashim u-ba-avadim u-b-teme'im, because slaughtering is valid even when done by non-Kohanim, or by women, or by Kanani slaves who are eventually freed, or by people who are Tameh, even though these people are not allowed to do the other components of the Avodah, they're allowed to slaughter the Korban, because when the Torah teaches us about that the Kohanim have to have a role in the Avodah, it says, V'shehatet ben habakar, v'ekrivu ben haron ha-kohanim et adam. The animal, the bull, was slaughtered before Hashem, and then Bnei Aharon were the ones who brought it near the Mizbeach. So you see, just from the Holacha and on, it has to be Bnei Aharon. So we see from before that, the Shehita, which is before the Kabbalah, it could be done even by non-Kohanim. So therefore, we could learn from this case that all other people who were disqualified from doing the Avodah are allowed to slaughter the Korban. Afilu be-Kodshei Kadashim, even when talking about Korbanot from the high category of Kodshei Kadashim, a disqualified person would be allowed to slaughter this type of korban, and if they did, of course, it would be valid. One qualification, we mentioned that a tameh person is allowed to slaughter the korban. Of course, a tameh person is not allowed to stand in the Beit HaMikdash, so that person has to be standing outside the Beit HaMikdash with a longer knife. But also, bilvad shelo yehu temeim nogim babasad. Also, these people who are impure would not be allowed to touch the meat of the korban after it was slaughtered, because if they touched it, they make it tameh, and then it would become unusable. So a disqualified person here, we're concluding, is allowed to slaughter a korban, and therefore, since he's allowed to, his intentions actually could invalidate a korban, and they make a difference. If he wasn't allowed to, then his intentions would become meaningless. Therefore, the disqualified person who has wrong intentions could invalidate the korban by slaughtering it with improper thoughts. But since a disqualified person is not eligible to do the other parts of the avodah, if he does have improper thoughts, the halakha is different. So we say, but if a person who was disqualified, he received the blood with intentions of eating the meat or burning the emurim past the proper time or not in the proper place, they would not invalidate the korban. Because since they're not allowed to do those parts of the avodah anyway, how could they ever invalidate it? So therefore, they wouldn't invalidate it. So what comes out of that? Im yesh dam hanefesh, if there's still some life left in the animal, that means there's still some blood coming out of the neck, yahazora kasher vikabel, a qualified kohen who's the only person allowed to do this that part of the avodah, should go receive some of the blood and finishing offering the korban with it. The avodah of the disqualified person wasn't valid. So therefore, you if you have someone else who could make the avodah valid, if there's still blood coming out of the neck of the animal, a valid kohen could take that blood and continue the service with it. He catches it, he walks into the Mizbeach, and then he throws it onto the Mizbeach.